This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
Some young Black Chicago activists watched yesterday's images of Trump supporters mob the U.S. Capitol. They couldn't help but notice one thing, how differently police treated white protesters from the Black protesters that have been out in the streets since the summer. WBEZ's Linda Lutton talked to three of them and has this story.
I talked to Naira B., Anayet, and Jeremy Mohawk Johnson all together. The three know each other through poetry and protest. They've taken to the streets to memorialize Black people killed by police, to oppose police in schools, to oppose ICE. All of them watched what was going on yesterday and all came to the same basic conclusion.
Like, the first thing I thought of was, like, if that was us, they would have, like, killed us, like, on site. So I don't know if I should have been laughing, but I definitely was crying laughing. I don't know.
Naira's 22, a poet and activist. Her friend, Anayet, is 20. She watched the footage with her mom.
We both obviously came to the agreement that if any of those people had been of African-American descent or brown or anything other than white, they would have been dead immediately.
I thought, oh, they would have killed me. They would have shot my black ass if that was me.
Johnson is on house arrest right now, has been since an August protest downtown. He says Chicago police jumped him and beat him with batons. Police say he repeatedly swung his skateboard at an officer. He faces 60 years in prison. He's 26. So far, few arrests have been made from yesterday's attempted coup.
And to just look at that and know that, like, white people could literally, like, get into a tussle full face on camera with police officers and be able to go home. I live in a completely different America than those people.
That's a conclusion lots of Latinos and African Americans are making on social media, posting pictures of National Guard troops called out for Black Lives Matter protests at the Capitol. No National Guard troops were called for much of yesterday.
If anybody tries to deny white privilege at this point, this is cold, hard evidence.
What I think about the most is the fact that there's a video of police officers opening the barricade to let them through.
I did see that. Right? Like, they were in their father's house. Like, you feel me? Like, they were with their people.
Like, I think about all the times, like, we've all been, like, at protests and we've been pepper sprayed and we've been shot with rubber bullets. And these dudes got to promenade into an insurrection.
It's crazy that these white people can just, la, 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 I'm going to scale this wall and I'm going to put my feet up on this desk and I'm going to pretend I'm the president. I'm going to play house in the White House. Like, what is really mind-boggling?
Like, I want to be optimistic about people looking at this and going, okay, there's a gross double standard on how black people are treated when they're asking not to be murdered.
Versus how white people are treated for trying to violently overturn a fair democratic election. Linda Lutton, WBEZ News.